The overarching advice is that simply the water is just not suitable to come and just have a free swim, you know, out of any supervised controls. Now, the water is still very, very cold. It does take your breath away when you enter the lake. And there are hidden, you know, sort of obstacles and weeds and, you know, and things in the lake that perhaps might become an extra hazard if you was to go in there unsupervised. We do have structured sessions. You know, three times a week we have a lifeguarded session here where people can come along and swim in a controlled environment, and we'd urge people to come and contact us and actually swim when it's appropriate and not to take their life into their own hands in other times.
And obviously, you know, there's not a lot of signage around here. Is that something you're looking to improve?
Well, there is 5 signs that I can see from where I'm standing, but I suppose there could always be more. You know, it's a massive lake. You know, we are already going through the process now of putting more temporary signs out, and they'll be out in the next 24 hours, and they'll be supplemented with more larger permanent signage as well. So we do appreciate that. It's just, you know, we've always had signs on this park. If you walk past one, you walk past one. They get vandalised sometimes, but it's a constant fight to keep that message, you know, sort of visible to the public.
And what have you got any sort of other plans of what you're going to try and do, obviously, to hopefully ensure this doesn't happen again?
Well, over the next couple of weeks, we will be talking to families as they're picnicking on the site. We'll be making a conscious effort to go and talk to people and just try to educate them, you know, about the dangers of entering the water. We'll also be reaching out to some of our community leaders in some of our new emerging communities, particularly from Eastern Europe and all over the world, and to try and make sure that we can actually get the message across to people who perhaps don't speak English in the first language.
And how well the emergency services have responded really quickly to this? Is there anything you sort of like to say about how they've dealt with the situation?
Well, I think that the emergency services and the park team yesterday did an amazing job collectively to respond as fast as they possibly could do, but tragically, you know, that clearly wasn't successful in the end, you know. And it's just really difficult for people to actually do any more than what was achieved yesterday. And so certainly our heart goes out to the family and friends of the young man who tragically died yesterday, but certainly in terms of the response was first rate, and, you know, big thanks to the emergency services who came along.